Now, what we'll do now is, he will tell you the story of the scroll, and I have slides of it in detail, the larger scale. I'll just point to the relevant glyphs as they're encountered in the legend.
The story of the scroll is the traditional story of the genesis of the Miskwedo beliefs of the Anishinaabe.
And for most of us now, it's simply a story that's told on winter nights around the campfire. Am I supposed to start that now? Lee and Watanabe insist that you will be interested in hearing all of this story. I do hope they are correct. They said, tell it just as I would tell it down at home on the island when the kids come on a winter night and they popcorn and roast chestnuts and whatnot. So that's the way I'm going to do it. This is the traditional way of telling it. Attention, I will tell a story of the people, the story of the sun must rule, the story of this cradle. That is the red top mushroom, the spiritual child of our grandmother, no Nokomuskishe. That's the cedar. And our grandfather, Nemushonus Wigwa. That's the birth. Listen and learn. Certainly, this is true. For it was told by our honored forefathers. Now this happened in a long, long ago time. It is thought that one of the temporary camps during the great migration of our people across the continent of Manisa, from the land of the sun rising toward the land of the sun setting, where they were being led by the divine method to hear to our home, to the promised land of Kiwetinohk. Now, there were two brothers, so young, they had not yet received their adult names. Both full brothers they were, both sons of the same woman, of the Owl clan, and of the same man, of the Sturgeon clan. The firstborn was called Elder Brother, and the secondborn was called Younger Brother. They dwelt alone together, for their parents had bravely died on that long migration trail. These brothers, they hunted the same quarry, ate the same food, shared all things in peace and harmony, in when the demon. And that was good. A house. And everybody says, a house? Now one day, at the place about which this story is told, the boys were very hungry. Their stomachs were empty, nothing in them. And since there were mountains in that place, they climbed up the rocky slopes looking for something that would make food. At last, they came to a great cave in the side of a mountain. It seemed to them that light came out of that opening, and an amazing sound, a sound like the humming of uncountable bees, was heard. Very carefully and quietly, they approached, curiously peering through the opening. And they saw a beautiful meadow in which there grew many tall red and white mushrooms. Handsome wajashak legs they were, turning, revolving, buzzing, murmuring. happiness under a brilliantly stunning sky. Quick as a flash of lightning, younger brother scrambled through the opening, running with joyous abandon across the meadow towards the murmuring mushrooms. "Stop! Wait! Stop!" called elder brother. "We do not know what spirits there are in this place. We do not know what they might be." But younger brother did not stop. He was, in fact, already gone. Already gone. Younger brother ran to the tallest, strongest, reddest, most handsome mushroom of them all. White fluff, like tufts of feathers on the finest war bonnet, waved across its shining cap, and streamers of filmy white, like frills of clouds, swirled in rhythm as it revolved. Elder brother watched aghast. And as he watched, young brother became fused to that giant mushroom stipe. He beheld young brother begin to grow a bright red cap. At first, slowly, then faster and faster and faster, he began to spin in the sun. Elder brother was horrified. Quickly, he noted the location of the giant mushroom and the position of the little mushroom that had once been his young brother. And then he ran. He ran as fast as his legs would carry him, away from the bewitching meadow, away from the great cave, away from that awful hole in the mountainside. Back down the winding trails, back down the rocky slopes he ran, never pausing until he came at last to the village. "Awoo-ee!" Here he gave the emergency call for the elders and for the medicine people. And quickly, he told them everything that had happened. "Oh, what shall I do?" he begged. "Tell me, wise ones, how to save my little brother." The elders and the medicine people looked at each other. They shook their heads. "We have never heard of such a thing," they said. "We must ask the drum." When they had consulted the drum, which was a medicine drum, they said, "We have an answer, but it is a difficult one. This is what you must do, and you must remember every word. You must go to that place which is called the Place of the Magic Sands. It is a high cliff along the lake with a talus slope and great waves pounding the rocks into sand. There you should collect the magic sands, O Nomen. Put them in a deerskin bag with sacred tobacco and pull the drawstring tightly. Think a prayer of thanksgiving to the spirits of that place for their making of O Nomen, but continue running on. For next, you must go along the trail until you come to the place where the high trees grow and the eagles nest. Find the highest tree and the nest of the largest eagle. He is a thunderbird. You must obtain four feathers from his tail. Think a prayer to the thunderbird. Think a prayer of thanksgiving and petition as you keep on running towards the mountain. Follow the same trail to where the light of the great cave shimmers through the opening in the side of the mountain. Now, face the east with the eagle feathers in your hand, seeking Gichimandantu's blessing on them. Observe which mushroom is the tallest and the strongest and the handsomest. He is the chief. With utmost speed, enter the witching meadow. Thrust an eagle feather through the stipe of the chief. He will stop turning. Now locate the wisest Misquedo among them, the eldest mushroom who is foliating. He is the one with the most influence. Fast as you can, slip an eagle feather through the stipe of this mushroom, and he will stop turning. Now the third eagle feather must be thrust through the stipe of the mushroom you know to be younger brother. Then dump the bag of magic O Nomen all over him. carefully remove every bit of this mushroom, from the shining cap to the bulb at the foot. Do not break off any particle, or part of younger brother will be broken too. Carrying it with you, hurry through the opening in the mountainside. Stop just long enough to place the last protective eagle feather across the opening of the cave. Then continue down along the trail as fast as you can go. This is what you are supposed to do. As you run away from that mountain, your load, the brother mushroom, will become heavier and heavier and heavier, until finally it will become as it was in the past. There will be your little brother running beside you, but though you recognize him as being there as he once was, do not stop. Do not say anything. Keep on running. Keep on the trail, rapidly away from the mountain. And as you run, it will become more and more as it was in the past, except for one thing. An eagle feather will protrude from younger brother's skin. There it always must remain. And do you know? All these things occurred then. They happened as it was told they would happen. Elder brother remembered clearly every little thing. He did exactly as he was told. Collecting the magic sands and eagle feathers, he went to the hole in the side of the mountain, placing the protective eagle feathers and dumping the sands over younger brother. He rescued younger brother, who seemed to become as he was in the past, except for one weird thing. An eagle feather stuck out strangely from his skin, just as if it had grown there. Ha! A mangsitu. Together, the boys ran swiftly down the trail, back away to the village of the people. And there they lived again, in the same lodge, in peace and harmony. And that was good. Aha. Uh-huh.